101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit citr.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Chloe Pelgag, an artist out of Montreal, the track called Coupleable. is taken from the brand new Abracadabra release that was just put out. And that one is sitting right now at number 50 on the National Campus Radio charts. And it was put out on Secret City Records. And chloepelgag.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And apologies for starting a little bit late this evening. And apologies for the confusion with the repeat broadcast. We're just familiarizing ourselves a little bit, new layout in the station. We got some new equipment, new computers, and so bear with us as we adjust. As a radio DJ, you kind of develop a lot of muscle memory, so when things are slightly different, you need to kind of reorient yourself, and that's how I'm sure some DJs are experiencing right now, but it ultimately will be for the better. Equipment gives us a lot of great, better flexibility with remote broadcasting, and equipment really makes the experience a little bit better. So that's kind of what happens when you donate to CITR. We invest in new equipment and you hear improvements and upgrades to the station. Anyways, tonight on the program, I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and we're going to start it off with something from Jonah Yano, an artist out of Toronto, with a new album out called The Heavy Loop. And we're going to hear a track, something called The Language Coincidence, another artist that's on the radio charts. After that, something from Hildegard and a track called Cruel off the Jor 1596 album. And this one is on the National Campus Radio charts as well. And CITR does submit charts this weekly at earshot-online.com. So we're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Jonah Yano. This track is called The Language of Coincidence.
I'm watching how I speak. I don't want them noticing me. I'm from the outside. I don't want them to see my disguise. Fills up with eyes. Luckily I breathe between the words I speak.
And I'll go on and on. UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as
Run for them life. When I step into the jungle, I hear
we offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Ardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
that was something from Hildegard, a duo out of Montreal, Quebec. That track was called Cruel, taken from the Jor 1596 album. And this one is doing very good on the radio charts, like I had said. And prior to that one, you heard something from Jonah Yano and a track called The Language of Coincidence off the Jonah Yano and the Heavy... And the heavy, sorry, was it the Heavy Loop? And if you head to jonahyano.bandcamp.com, you can check that out. And you're tuned into CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Be with you until 9 p.m. tonight. And up next, we'll kind of shift gears into a little bit more kind of a post-punk, new wavy kind of set. And we're going to hear a artist out of Montreal called Pressure Pin, a new EP out called Polyurethane. And like I said, kind of a post-punk, new wavy sound, and we're going to hear a track called Negative Impression, and pressurepin.bandcamp.com is where you can check that out, and this one's on the radio charts as well, and I do believe it's just a solo project. After that, we're going to hear kind of another post-punk sounding group out of Fredericton called Shriven, a trio, with an EP out called Saints Rest, and you can hear the track called Deity, shriven.bandcamp.com, so you can check this out, and this one is sitting at number 30. So we'll hear these two artists and get back to you right here on CITR. This is Pressure Pin with Negative Impression.
Yeah. Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part 4 of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
And welcome back from Fredericton, New Brunswick. That was Shriven, a new trio, and a track called Deity. It's taken from the Saints Rest album. And this one is doing very good on the radio charts. That's sitting at number 30 right now. Shriven.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And I do believe it's their first release, according to their Bandcamp at least. But before Shriven, you heard a kind of post-punk new wavy track from a project called Pressure Pin. The track is called Negative Impression off the Polyurethane EP that was just put out. And Pressure Pin is based out of Montreal. Pressurepin.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And really great to hear Canadian post-punk. And that was at number 19 on earshot-online.com. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I got about an hour left on the program, so we'll shift gears and get to a little bit more experimental territory. And we're going to hear something from Dine Alone Records. And the latest is something from ASCO, which is a project of Merrick Tyler, experimental indigenous artist, with a new album out that's a self-titled deal. We're going to hear a track called Nikawas. I do believe it's how you pronounce it. And ASCO is a Cree artist. And if you head to the Dine Alone Records Bandcamp page, you can check out a single. So we'll hear ASCO. And then after that, we're going to hear an album that came out 10 years ago on a label called Hands in the Dark Records, an artist named Tomaga. And they have a album out called Futura Grotesques that's getting a reissue. Oftentimes people will sign 10-year contracts with labels, and after that they're open to doing other stuff with it. So this is being reissued. Once again, that's Tomaga, and we're going to hear a track called Futura Grotesque off the album of the same name. And this one's a little bit more kind of experimental, kind of dub, electronic, industrial type music. And once again, that's on Hands in the Dark Records. But first, from ASCO, this is a track called Nikawas. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
from Chomaga. That was a track called Futura Grotesque off an album of the same name, or an eponymous release. And that which originally came out in 2014, but it's being reissued this month with a 10th anniversary edition put out on Hands in the Dark Records. Prior to Chomaga, you heard a Canadian experimental artist named Asko. A track called Nikawas is off an album the same name, put out on Dine Alone Records. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. Hope everything's doing pretty good this evening, and just adjusting to the new layout in the station, but I'm getting quite used to it. Just a little bit different equipment in the room, so it'll kind of slightly different how we like queue up tracks and get things ready for you. Up next, we'll hear a couple of kind of post-punk experimental artists, and the first of which is really great. A release from Bureau B Records, a project, a French trio called Eat Girls, and the album is called Area Slenzo. We're going to hear a track called Trowshaft, and once again, really great post-punk, kind of a interesting style of a little bit kind of cold wave type stuff, and once again, that's Eat Girls on Bureau B Records. After that, we're going to hear something from an older album that came out, I think, 1978 or 76, from an album from a magazine called Real Life. We're going to hear a track called My Tulpa, and I think a few magazine albums are being reissued by a record label called Integral Distribution Services. This one's being put out on a red color vinyl. So it's some really early sounding post-punk from the late 70s is what we're going to hear. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM from Eat Girls, this is a track called Trowshaft. We'll be right back.
time. You can touch yourself anytime. You can touch yourself anytime. You can touch yourself anytime. You can touch yourself anytime.
ZZ Theatre presents The Rainbow Youth Project, produced by Yanting Chu and curated by Brittany O'Rourke, Alan Pronger, and Bria Chance. This annual community storytelling project centers the 2S LGBTQ plus voices who often don't get a say in their lives, bodies, and identities. Bringing two-spirit, queer, and trans youth from across Metro Vancouver to share their stories. The Rainbow Storytelling Project is a low-barrier, one-on-one project in which people share true stories from their lives. It is designed to challenge stereotypes and preconceived notions of otherness, promote dialogue, reduce prejudices, and encourage understanding by connecting people who, under normal circumstances, might never meet. The Rainbow Youth Project will be running on dates November 16th, 17th, the 23rd and 24th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Vancouver Public Library Central Branch on the third floor. This is a free event with no sign-up required. All that is necessary is your attendance and your empathy.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives. News, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Loneliness.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Magazine, a track called My Tulpa off the Real Life album that originally came out in, I think, 1976. And this one is being repressed as a red color edition on Integral Distribution Services. So it's some really early post-punk from, 1978. But anyways, I think a few of these releases from Magazine are being reissued. Prior to that, you heard some post-punk from a project called Eat Girls, a project on Bureau B Records, really great post-punk, and you heard the track called Troushaft, and eat-girls.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out, and once again, they're a trio out of France. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and got about half an hour left on the program. We'll get into a little bit more experimental territory with experimental hip-hop from Dawuna. I do believe I've played this artist before. A new album out called Naya is just put out from the Baltimore artist. We're going to hear the title track. Dawuna.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. After that, a little bit more kind of a ambient artist named Perilla. It's on Small Town Super Sound Records and a release called Intrinsic Rhythm. We're going to hear a track off of that, something called Air to Air. And once again, that's Perilla making some really kind of a ghostly ambient minimal electronic music. Get some comparison to Grouper or Laurel Halo, so maybe you'll hear it on this track. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from Dawuna.
Why she say that?
You won't have to be here for long.
Me and your daddy, yeah, we got a plan.
Just pack your bags, just don't take too long.
We can at grandma's, but then you're back again. Little one, I can't take you from this hell forever. I can give you some water to quench your thirst. In the meantime, you a
smart girl, pretty girl, but the looks don't matter
much.
Cool girl, cruel world, but it will get better.
A bit.
If you got sauce and skill, if you got brains you built, if you got courage and wisdom,
ooh, you'll be a higher.
We're just trying to go
higher,
at the end of the day,
higher. Man
just tries to go higher.
Ooh.
Thank you.
we're back from Berlin, Germany. That was Perilla with a release called Intrinsic Rhythm. You heard the track called Air to Air. And once again, that was put out on the Small Town Supersound record label. I played a few artists from this label. It's really a weird label out of Oslo, Norway. If you head to Small Town Supersound Official, .bandcamp.com, you can check that out, and they have stuff from Lasse Marhaug, Lindstrom, as well as Carmen Villain, actress, and other really great electronic artists, and probably their most well-known is Kelly Lee Owens. Before Perilla, you heard something from Dawuna, the experimental hip-hop artist, and you heard a track called Naya off the album of the same name that was just put out. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Got about 20 or so minutes left on the program. We'll shift gears into a little bit more kind of acid techno, and we're going to hear brand new stuff from Helena Hoff, a new EP out called Multiply Your Absurdities. And we're going to hear the track called Punks in the Gym. And this one is out on Tresser Records, which is her debut on this label. She's a put out quite a few different labels. She's put out her music on quite a few different labels, and I think I can't remember what her latest release was, but she's put out stuff on Ninja Tune as well as Dark Entries. But I think she's put out a collection of singles on Tresser before, but I think this is the first EP from Helena Hoff. We're gonna hear that track, and then after that we're gonna hear something from an artist named Kang Ding Gray with a track called Iota off the Zero release, and this is out on the Aura record release, and it's this one is a little bit more kind of straight ahead techno, not as acidy as Helena Hoff. Anyways, I'm gonna stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the new EP out called Multiply Your Absurdities. This is a track called Punks in the Gym.
Thank you. What a lovely Vancouver summer night. I can't wait to sit by myself at the beach and look at my phone. Huh? What's that?
Man, what are you doing? Get over here and come jam.
Wow, what a lovely assortment of musicians. What are you guys doing?
This is E-Studio. We come together and build connections over music. No musical experience needed. Just come socialize and build your confidence playing music if that's your thing.
Wow, this is so awesome. Now I have a real-life connections with Vancouver's international community of musicians and creatives. Thank you, E-Studio. E-Studio is an international jam group where we celebrate music from all around the world and play together. Follow us on Instagram at estudio.cafe. estudio.cafe.
Picture this. You're walking into your local record store and start skimming the many records until you find an album that you recognize. You pick out the album, check the track list, and maybe only recognize a couple songs. Now you have to listen to the whole album, right? Well, why not do it together? On Discali, every show runs you through an entire album and breaks down key parts and songs that make up an album's aesthetic, art, and story. I'm your host, Oliver, and join me every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in talking about all things music. Want to discover more albums, artists, record pressings, and concerts? I got you. That's every Friday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., so tune in to Discali to discover different discographies and add to the musical discourse.
back, that was a track from a Berlin electronic artist named Kang Ding Ray. That was a track called Iota off the new release called Zero. And this one was just put out on Aura Records. Prior to that was a pretty heavy acid track from Helena Hoff. A track was called Punks in the Gym off the brand new EP called Multiply Your Absurdities on Tresser Records. And helenahoff.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. And I have seen Helena Hoff a number of years ago playing at the New Forms Festival, and she put on a really incredible show that went on, I think, until about 3 or 4 a.m. But hopefully she comes back to Vancouver sometime soon. Before that, actually, no, sorry, you just heard those two tracks. So thanks for tuning in this week to Canada Post Rock. I'll be back next week with more great music. And apologies, I was away last week. We had some studio upgrades, so we did a rebroadcast. But I'll be back next week with some more great music. And keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. If you did miss anything I said, you can always head to the website citr.ca and head to the shows and check out a playlist of tracks recently played. So I'm going to close off the evening tonight with something from Lies Records, the Brooklyn-based label run by Ron Morelli. The latest release is something from an artist named Orion Agassi, who is, I do believe, based out of Spain, but a new release out called Bolero Drum Tracks is just put out on Lies Records. We're going to hear a track called 126 BPM. Really great electronic music from Lies Records, one of my favorite record label. Electronic record label. So that should close off the evening tonight, and stay tuned for more great programming. And this is a track called 126 BPM.